Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Coronavirus 411, the latest COVID-19 info and new hotspots. Just the facts for Monday, June 1st, 2020. Mass protests across the U.S. have raised concerns of new COVID-19 spikes. The mayor of Atlanta, Georgia, is encouraging protesters to get a test this week. Georgia has 45,051 cases and 2,019 deaths, with 424 cases per 100,000 residents. On April 24th, they became one of the first states to lift restrictions on restaurants, hair and nail salons, and gyms. They continue to move forward, with bars and nightclubs reopening today with some restrictions. Since reopening, cases in Georgia have remained fairly level, with a slight decrease in the most recent 7-day average. California, Texas, and South Carolina reported their highest daily new case count on Sunday. 86 crew members on a commercial fishing boat for American Seafoods Company have tested positive for the virus, relays The Guardian. All had been tested and were negative prior to the ship's departure. They will quarantine in Seattle. A Colorado man who spent more than 2 weeks in intensive care fighting COVID-19 received a hospital bill for over $840,000, reports The Washington Post. The man has insurance. Global cases of COVID-19 have passed 6 million. Over 1.7 million are in the U.S. and more than 500,000 in Brazil. The Prime Minister of Armenia has tested positive for the virus. A Belgian prince also tested positive after traveling to Spain to attend a social event. Countries throughout Europe will loosen restrictions this week. In Spain, restaurants and shops will open with limited capacity today. France opens restaurants, bars, and beaches tomorrow. On Wednesday, Italy will lift travel restrictions. The locations of hotspots and U.S. and country diagnoses in a moment. Hotspots displaying faster rates of growth as of May 31st, according to the New York Times. Buena Vista County, Iowa, Moore County, Texas, Eccles County, Georgia, Manassas County, Virginia, Lowndes County, Alabama. Globally, Haiti, Nepal, Ethiopia, Nicaragua, Mauritania, Sao Tome and Principe, Uganda, Malawi, Zimbabwe, and Libya. There have been 1,790,191 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States and 104,383 deaths. There were 20,747 new cases reported yesterday. The 10 states with the highest case counts: New York, 375,575. New Jersey, 160,445. Illinois, 120,588. California, 113,114. Massachusetts, 96,965. Pennsylvania, 76,218. Texas, 64,974. Michigan, 57,355. Florida, 56,155. Maryland, 53,456. The five countries with the largest daily increases for May 31st, according to the WHO: Brazil, 26,928. Russia, 9,268. India, 8,380. Peru, 6,506. Chile, 4,220. The 10 countries with highest overall case counts: Brazil, 514,849. Russia, 414,878. United Kingdom, 276,156. Spain, 239,479. Italy, 232,997. India, 191,327. France, 189,010. Germany, 183,508. Peru, 164,476. Turkey, 163,942. For the latest updates, subscribe for free to Coronavirus 411 on your podcast app or ask your smart speaker to play the Coronavirus 411 podcast.
Sound that brands.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.